This portrait of Amerigo Vespucci was created by John Ogilby in 1671.
The man pictured here was an Italian explorer who was active in the late 1400s and early 1500s. He explored the South African coast extensively and came back and reported in great detail about the New World. We know that. But he was one of the first to write so engagingly and self-promotingly about it. As a result, a later mapmaker named Martin Waldseemüller credited Vespucci with the discovery of what we now call America. In fact, there is a map, an important map, dated 1507, that was made by Waldseemüller, which shows most all of the world. And on the continent of South America, there is a single word, America. Now, Waldseemüller later thought better about using that name in that connection. After all, Vespucci was not, in fact, the first. But despite Waldseemüller's change of mind, the name stuck. And later, as we came to know more about North America, that name applied there as well. So whether he deserves it or not, Americus Vespucius, or Amerigo Vespucci, is now the benefactor that has given us his name for both North and South America.